Valley Outdoors, everybody.
Glad to have you guys with us on the deer opener for Minnesota. It's the weekend. It is here. I hope all of you are having a safe and have had a safe travel day out to your local or non-local deer hunting spots. But we're going to have some deer hunting forecasts for you. We're going to talk a little bit about that. A lot of other deer stories coming up, and I think a couple letters that aren't. It's going to be action-packed. We're going to have a lot of fun. Stay tuned. More Valley Outdoors coming right up. Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Welcome back, Donald.
I'm here.
The one and only is back.
It's good to be back. I've been looking forward to it.
Can we have a conversation as to
why?
We
sure can, yes.
Oh, good. Well, Don, you were running for
an office.
An office that
reelected.
He was an incumbent and for the city council for Red Wing, Minnesota. And
you actually might be a little bit familiar with the rules now that someone else broke them, if you recall. The rule is the FCC says, you know, if you're on the air.
As far as having equal airtime.
Yes.
And that happened.
The radio stations that we would be on would be required to give equal airtime to my opponent, and it would probably only be locally here, but nonetheless. Right. So that just happened in the
Saturday Night Live, the presidential election. And if you're not familiar with it, what happened was Saturday Night Live had Kamala Harris on and did not offer equal time for
Donald.
President-elect Trump.
Yep.
And they were fined. There was going to be a heavy fine applied, and then he was able to have an airtime on the following Saturday, I believe, wasn't it?
Well, Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, during Sunday Night Football.
Sunday Night Football, and during, a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
So I think he came out on the deal.
He came out real well on the deal.
But the reality is it's an FCC rule. And
so
and
that's
to not get us
to
in any kind of trouble, I had to be gone for a little bit. So
yeah.
That was over on Tuesday of this last week. So
yeah.
We're back.
Big win for Donald.
Yeah, Don's the most important man in the room, for sure. And we said that all the time. He's way more important than you and I are.
I'm going to have to verify that. And I think I know where to check it out. on our website, of course.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Which is, you know.
TheValleyOutdoors.com.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Would that be it?
That would be the one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So we wanted to wait till he came back. Been a lot of background work going on, but we are going to officially announce, which is really cool. And that's right. I had to figure out some way to use the bell. We're officially announcing we have a new title sponsor for the show. It is going to be Vexus Boats. They have stepped up and are going to be a part of the show, and we absolutely are excited as heck about that. They've got some new boats coming out. They've got some aluminum boats that are coming out that are going to be fantastic, multi-species, some new bass boats. And having known those people for literally 25 plus years myself. What a great bunch of people, and they're going to be a big part of the show. So really looking forward to that, Don.
Yeah, it's going to be great.
Yeah, going to be fun. And maybe I'll get us some swag.
That'd be cool.
Ava's
be
like, cool. Swag?
Yeah.
Free swag. Stuff, man. Yeah. Send it my way.
It's always good stuff to have. So anyway, we are really excited about that. Thanks
about
to George Little.
21-footer be fine.
Yeah.
I don't need to go the 22-footer.
21's
You're
just
breaking
fine.
Up.
Just fine.
Oh, 22.
I
okay.
told you my earphones weren't working earlier. Now they just kind of broke. I don't know what's going on, Ava.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, with the trailer. Yeah.
You were saying something?
Yeah. I don't need heavy horsepower like you run, though.
He just wants to putz around.
The funny part is, you guys, honestly, so having run a single 300 horse for so many years, 250, 300, on it with an outboard, you don't think much of it. You think range, you're like, you know, I've got 60 gallons and I can go 200 or 160 miles, 70, 180 miles, right? Then I end up having the boat out at Port Washington. It's got twin 454s. It's 34 feet long. It's 13 wide. And you get done to the weekend and it's like a $300 gas bill. You're like, wait a minute.
It's not even so much that is I don't need to go that fast.
Well, I'm not going that fast with the big boat. I go 23 miles an hour. That's it.
No, but I've seen the Vexuses on the water, and they go by me.
Yeah, it's kind of
at
a
flash.
At least
you wave when you go by.
Well, and the cool part is that the rough water handling is just crazy. So that to me, yep. That was one of the biggest reasons I switched from a different brand that I've been running for many years. But nonetheless, it always in the back of your mind, you're like, okay, a single V8 engine, no big deal. Two V8s shouldn't be that big a deal. Oops.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's all about displacement, Don.
Yeah, you're pushing
both the hull and the motor.
Yeah, and the weight. Yeah.
That's exactly right. It's exactly right. Well, that boat's put away. Now we got to strip the bottom paint off it, Don, and start going through all the other, repaint the bottom, and that's welcome to the maintenance of that side.
Oh, yeah.
But I am excited that the river is kicking off. It's fish are starting to go.
Are they?
And, this weekend I'm opting to do the fishing thing because everybody else will be deer hunting. It's a perfect weekend, I got to tell you.
Oh, yeah,
sure. It doesn't get any better than to go out in the weekend like this. It's going to be nice. Granted, it's going to be raining, according to what we're seeing.
Yep.
But, so I think it'll be all right. Hey, one thing before the top of the show, I want to make sure that everybody gets this up front. Please be careful in your stands. Wear your strap on the stand when you get up. As soon as you get up, not even on it, put that safety strap on. I've had too many friends that have fallen and said, well, I was just waiting. I wasn't quite ready. And I put it on the minute you get up into that stand. Don't take a chance, especially when it gets raining, it gets slippery, it gets dangerous. Just be careful. We don't want anybody to be a statistic. So please be careful. Hey, tell you what, hang tight. We're going to come back. We're going to talk a little bit about the treetops and how does that play in the outdoors. Stay tuned. Be right back.